Two candidates for mayor and over 100 for city council have committed to making Montreal an apartheid-free city. Activists within the Palestinian Youth Movement and others launched the campaign earlier this month. It calls on candidates for municipal office to help the city cut ties with Israeli governments and divest municipal contracts and pension funds from the State of Israel, as well as companies they say are complicit in an ongoing genocide. Rama Al-Malah says an election is an important time to hold officials' feet to the fire on an issue that people care deeply about, no matter how far away it may seem.
Palestine is not just a foreign issue, it's actually a local issue, and our city is directly tied to, you know, this machinery of occupation and genocide and apartheid. People want a platform from these candidates that reflects the popular will, and that includes Palestine.
One of the signatories here in the Plateau is Alex Norris, a longtime city councillor with Projet Montréal.
Well, I think the genocide in Gaza that's being committed by Israel is one of the defining issues of our time. I personally feel that people in a position of leadership have a responsibility to speak out against these crimes. Cities can play a useful role in speaking up. That's what the city of Montreal did under former Mayor Jean Doré back in the 1980s, when the city of Montreal took a strong stand against apartheid in South Africa. And I think that that's what this grassroots movement has inspired itself on.
Projet Montréal has 48 signatories so far. Party leader Luc Rabouin had previously called for a full arms embargo from Canada to Israel. This week, he announced in an Instagram statement he signed the pact as well. Al-Malah attributes that to the pressure the campaign has raised, both from activists bringing it to Q&A sessions at city council meetings, as well as other candidates from the party signing on beforehand.
This is part of the campaign, is that silence is really no longer an option.
Norris has been vocal about Palestine for several years now, but the campaign has also allowed those just entering politics to take a public stand.
It seems far away, but when you have these horrible governments committing genocide, you need to have the pressure internationally to make the move.
Shirley Barnea is running in the Plateau for fledgling Transition Montreal. At only 21, she's one of the youngest candidates in the city. And she says that for her, the issue of Palestinian solidarity is personal.
The issue is very difficult for me because I'm Israeli. My parents came to Canada from Israel and I was born here, but I still have family back there. But having that perspective for me, you know, like seeing all the damage that's being done by this particular government, international pressure, in my opinion, is the only thing that can make this government move.
At 53 candidates, Transition Montreal has the most folks who've signed on to the pact. If you look at the list of signatories online, Ensemble Montréal candidates are noticeably absent from the bunch. Party leader Soraya Martinez-Ferrada is leading in the polls, but as of last count, only three candidates from her party have signed the pact. One of those is Omaima Rizki, a candidate in the borough of Villeray-Saint-Michel Park Extension. She wasn't able to speak to CKUT, but said in writing that she's long been an advocate for the Palestinian people. That support, she says, has never been an issue for her candidacy with Ensemble. On the opposite side of the issue, two Ensemble candidates, Leslie Roberts and Thierry Darès, have come under fire this campaign for comments that some say minimize the suffering in Gaza. After a leaders' debate back in September, Martinez-Ferrada told reporters that her candidates are free to express their views on the conflict as they choose.
On peut avoir des positions très différentes sur le conflit en Israël à Gaza. Mais ce qui est important à Montréal, c'est de s'assurer que ces positions-là personnelles ne viennent pas teinter comment on veut gérer la ville.
But for candidates like Barnea, this laissez-faire approach doesn't match up with her view of politics and what a leader looks like.
It doesn't make sense to ignore it in the campaign. I think people want to know what our stand is because they care about this issue specifically, and also because it signals our values as a party and as a person. And I don't know, to me, like, if you're too afraid to go and say, like, I think genocide is wrong and we should do something about it, I don't know. That's not the type of person that I would want to vote for.
Norris told CKUT that if he's reelected, he'll work with others to pass a resolution, start implementing the campaign's demands. Some asks, like cutting ties with Israeli cities, will be easier to achieve. But he says others, like refusing contracts with companies who furnish Israel's military, would take provincial approval, not a given under a government who has opened an office in Tel Aviv mid-conflict. Still, Al-Malah says, no matter who takes the mayor's seat, the campaign has had an impact on the course of Montreal's governance.
No matter what the result is, there are candidates who have pledged that will be in various positions, and it's going to be up to the people of Montreal and the constituents in these different boroughs to hold these candidates accountable to their pledge and continue pushing for these demands.
To see the full list of candidates who've signed the pact, as well as the full list of demands, you can go to mtlantiapartheid.ca. Voting in Montreal's election takes place this Sunday, November 2nd. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bijal with the Local Journalism Initiative.